CRI News, I'm Alexander Orcott. Australian Navy vessel Ocean Shield has detected new signals in the search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. It's now been a month since the jetliner left Kuala Lumpur on a flight to Beijing. Malaysian authorities say they are cautiously optimistic following reports that the Australian vessel detected signals that are consistent with the pings from aircraft black boxes. Ocean Shield has twice picked up signals. If it picks up the signals again, a submarine will dive to search for the wreckage. Four Chinese ships and a British ship continue the search in the area on Monday, and the search will continue today. Chinese families for the passengers on board MH370 have held a candlelight vigil in Beijing, marking 1 month since the plane's disappearance. United States Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel has become the first foreigner to visit China's aircraft carrier. Hagel arrived in China on Monday and paid a visit to the Liaoning aircraft carrier moored at Yuchi Naval Base in East China's Shandong Province. The U.S. Defense Secretary is in China for a four-day visit on the invitation of his Chinese counterpart, Chang Wenchun. China is Hagel's third stop after multi-day meetings in Hawaii and Japan on his fourth trip to the Asia-Pacific region since becoming Defense Secretary. Pro-Russian protesters who seized a provincial government building in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk have proclaimed the region independent. The protesters have demanded that a referendum be held no later than May the 11th on the possible secession of the region. The move comes after pro-Russian crowds stormed government buildings in Donetsk, Luhansk and Kharkiv, all cities in Ukraine's heavily Russian-speaking east. Ukrainian authorities say the unrest is an attempt by Russia to dismember Ukraine, adding the government will act against separatism in an adequate way. The White House says the U.S. calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin to cease all efforts to destabilize Ukraine, adding that there is evidence that some protesters have been paid. It says the U.S. is ready to impose further sanctions against Russia should the situation escalate further. Russia is reminding Ukraine of its obligations regarding two agreements on the control of missile technology. Moscow has warned Kiev that a Ukrainian military space enterprise in the eastern part of the country has been negotiating with third parties on the sale of missile technology. Ukraine is a participant of the Missile Technology Control Regime, or MTCR, and a signatory of the Hague Code of Conduct Against Ballistic Missile Proliferation. The third parties in the case have not been named. Established in 1987 by Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom and the United States, the MTCR has been signed by 34 countries to date. The Hague Code of Conduct was signed in 2002, with the number of its participants currently reaching 137. At least 15 people have been killed and four others severely wounded in a roadside bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. The victims were travelling in two SUVs on Monday when the vehicles hit hidden explosives on the side of a road. The vehicles were diverted from a main road because it was blocked by authorities following a suicide bomb attack, targeting a NATO convoy in Kandahar province. Monday's blasts came after a relatively calm weekend as Afghans voted for a new president and provincial councils. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the earlier attack. Nigerian authorities have ordered the massive deployment of police to the northern Zamfara state because of recurring attacks in some communities. Mohamed Abubakar, the country's Inspector General of Police, says in a statement that 10 units of special forces, 3 units of conventional police and a unit of counter-terrorism personnel have been deployed. Unknown gunmen on Saturday stormed a security meeting of vigilante members in northwestern Zamfara state, killing more than 100 people. The northern part of the country is plagued by violence, including attacks by the Boko Haram sect. The southern part is said to be a hub of criminal activities, which include oil theft or bunkering, kidnapping and armed robbery attacks. Philippine police officials say they have detained an Italian diplomat and filed against him a complaint of child trafficking. The Italian national was detained while on holiday in Binan City, a resort south of Manila. He was found allegedly in the company of 3 street boys aged 9 to 12. Members of the child rights group Bahay Tuluyan, who were out on an outing in the same resort, became suspicious and alerted authorities. Police say their investigation showed that prior to bringing the children to Binan City, the diplomat took them to an accommodation in Manila. Police say the diplomat was based in Turkmenistan. The Italian embassy in Manila is aware of the incident, but has not immediately responded to a request for comments. For CRI, I'm Alexander Rawcott in Beijing.